So Halloween does not bother me. I know there are pastors that get freaked out about it, and there's, you know, Christian folks that worry about it and get upset about it, but doesn't bother me. The stuff that goes on that tears through people's lives and communities, that does. Some sort of like, you know, kind of festival that sort of names and outs some of that stuff. You know, it's kind of a cartoon version of it all that, and historically, psychologically, kind of has been a way that people have coped with all the terrible things that happen in people's lives all the time. So I don't get so much worried about Halloween. I do want to tell you that the day after it is really cool. Well, hello everybody. This is Pastor Burkloud with your Sunday forecast. And you know, I'm not saying the day after Halloween's really cool because parents get to, you know, raid the bags. I've been known to do that. But actually, it's a celebration of an important time called All Saints. Now, this Sunday at church, we'll be kind of doing an important observation of All Saints, but also we'll be continuing our series that we've been calling What We Can Do, Responding to God's Generosity. So let me tell you about both of those things. You know, in a world where so much feels uncertain and hard, we'll discover and have been kind of working through in this series together how God, you know, equips us. And part of that is the equipping to be generous, living right here and right now. Each week of this series, what we can do, you know, it's not like, oh gosh, what? Oh, we can't do that. We can't do this. It's coming back to, well, what we can do. So each week we'll see how our living and our faithfulness and including our giving joined together with churches across our world, across our United Methodist Connection. That's the stuff that transforms lives and brings hope and offers, you know, compassionate care into a world that's, you know, kind of a mess and sort of broken and has been for a long time. So last week, we heard a wonderful message from our finance chair, Linda Buzinski, who's just a lovely person, and she helped us reflect on the call to generosity and how we can trust God's care for us as we make decisions about how we give. And we you know, heard the story of the widow who gave everything that she had. "I surrender all," she said. So this week, our focus shifts to developing an attitude of gratitude. And our scripture comes from Luke 17, 11 through 19, where Jesus heals 10 men with a skin disease. But only one of them, who happens to be kind of an outcast, returns to give thanks. This powerful story reminds us to live with open and grateful hearts, recognizing God's blessing in every season and the impact of that gratitude even on our hearts. So here's the reading for this week. It's from the Common English Bible, which is what we use as part of our faith life here. Jesus says, this is what the scripture says, what Jesus is going to tell us. On the way to Jerusalem, Jesus traveled along the border between Samaria and Galilee. As he entered a village, 10 men with skin diseases approached him. You know, this is a common thing, and the skin diseases were horrific and life destabilizing and caused all kinds of difficulty. And they were doing what they were supposed to do because the law said they needed to keep their distance. So keeping their distance from him, they raised their voices and said, "Jesus, Master, show us mercy." And these are people that were essentially kind of shunned from their community and understood to be unclean and dangerous. And, you know, good people didn't have anything to do with these folks. And to her, it's just a horrible thing. So when Jesus saw them, he said, "Go and show yourselves to the priest." as they left, they were cleansed. One of them, when he saw that he had been healed, returned and praised God with a loud voice, and he fell on his face at Jesus' feet, and he thanked him. And he was a Samaritan. He was one of the shunned people. Jesus replied, "Weren't 10 cleaned? Where are the other 9? No one returned to praise God except this foreigner." And then Jesus said to him, "Get up and go. Your faith has healed you." Okay, so there's a lot to be said about this passage, and there's a lot to be said about maintaining kind of that attitude of gratitude, of coming back and saying thanks, and understanding how transformative that encounter, our encounter with God is. So, you know, I love music, and, you know, one of my favorite songs is a children's song. I've been kind of like humming it as I've been thinking about our time together. It's from Jimmy Buffett, of all people, that great saint of the church, Jimmy Buffett, who, among other things, came up with this children's song called Attitude of Gratitude. If you want to find it, go. It's easy to find on YouTube, and it's just a lovely kind of kid song that gives that idea of shaping our way of thinking. Really makes a huge difference. It's not changes in latitudes, changes in attitudes. That's a very different Jimmy Buffett song. If you know Jimmy Buffett, you know exactly what I'm talking about. But check out Attitude of Gratitude as you're looking around online. Now, this Sunday, we will also celebrate All Saints Sunday. It's a special day in the life of our church. United Methodist observe All Saints Sunday on the first Sunday of November as a day to remember and honor those who have passed away, especially those who have shaped our faith. The practice began in the very earliest church and was cherished by John Wesley, who's the person who we understand is the founder of Methodism, one of a few folks that were really kind of fundamental to who we are as Christians called United Methodist. John Wesley said, "It was a day I particularly love." And on this day, we will light candles and ring bells and read the names of loved ones that we have lost in this past year. We remember their legacy and celebrate the communion of saints, a beautiful reminder that we are bound together with all believers, past and present. And people will bring pictures. We'll have some tables set up for people to bring pictures of their beloved and to display them as part of this time. All Saints Sunday encourages us to reflect on our own faith journey as well and inspires us to continue in that legacy of those who have gone before us. So we've just talked about 150 years of ancestry here at Sterling United Methodist Church, and for us just to, keep up the work, keep going, keep moving, as our district superintendent said to us. Now, as we continue our stewardship season, we'll be sending some more mail to you and some more information to you about our church's financial life and also the financial planning that is going forward into the future for our church. I really want to encourage you to be looking in your email box and your snail mail box as more information is coming to you as we enter in this time to plan the future mission and ministry of Sterling. Your estimate of giving. So there will be a card that will provide to you that gives you an opportunity to estimate what you will be giving into the future for this next year. And when you give that to us, it helps us to make a good sense of the resources that we can anticipate and how we might best use that for mission and ministry, how we can prepare and grow and meet the growing needs of our community and congregation and those we serve, and also the address the gosh, the increasing cost of everything that we're all kind of working our way through, and that we would, you know, continue to do things that make a difference, that do things to help people connect with Jesus, and that we would do all those things well, not only locally, but, you know, throughout the world. And that's a beautiful thing. So if you would please look for that information. And also you can hear some more about it on Sunday. And you can find more at our website, sterlingumc.org/can. It's right, what we can do, right? So sterlingumc.org/can is where you can find a lot of good stuff, some resources, some giving tools, devotionals for our series and all that kind of stuff. So, and also, you know, while I'm talking about it, you probably connected with this podcast in one of two ways. One is through our Wire newsletter. And if you did, that's super. Be sure, if you haven't signed up for this, to do that, because it's full of information. And there's a lot of things that are happening this week, as there have been, you know, the soup and snack kind of prep is going on. There is, you know, a beautiful set of things that are happening in the life of our church. Do check that out where you found this. Now, to close our time together, I want to share a reflection about saints who have come and shaped our lives. This is from Missy Buchanan's book, Beach Calling. It's a devotional journal for folks in the middle years and beyond. Maybe that's you. I'm kind of in my middle and maybe beyond years. So if you you know, are interested, this is a great resource for folks. And Missy writes about this whole issue, you know, who is in that great cloud of witnesses? Those faithful saints who have gone before me, Abraham and Moses, my parents and my grandparents, my aunts and uncles, a favorite childhood Sunday school teacher, longtime church members, neighbors and friends. I close my eyes, wanting to focus my mind's eye on each person who helped mold my spiritual life. These spiritual ancestors did not abandon their faith when life was difficult. They felt the sharp pain of rejection and failure. They suffered illness and grieved the loss of loved ones. Still, they faithfully embraced the hardships and uncertainties of life with courage and hope. Recalling their stories of faithfulness encourages me in the what-ifs of this season of life. And I can hear them calling to me, "Finish well, dear one. Finish well." If you would like to read more, Missy Buchanan's book, Beach Calling, is available from the Upper Room Books. It was published in 2019 and is available from most online booksellers. Also available from, you know, a pretty prominent, well-known online booksellers is the book by Mare Crowe. Mare's a member of our church. She just completed this remarkable devotional book. And she'll have that, you know, to offer if you want to buy a copy, and would love to have her sign it or you know, just kind of talk to her about this work that she's done. She'll be with us on Sunday, and we'll have a table set up to sit down and talk with people. And I encourage you to do that too. Well, listen, friend, that is all the time that we have for this week. May God bless you and keep you and look after you. And I look forward to seeing you this Sunday. God bless. Take care.